parasha begins, Vayeta Yitzhak Hashem Lanoch Avishto Kiyakarev. But Yitzhak Avinu and Rivka davened for a child after having difficulty having children. We know that Rivka Imenu was not the first of the Imahos that had difficulty having children. She wasn't the last. Sarah and Rachel also had difficulty. And the Gemara Yevamos and Daf Samach Dalet is troubled by this. Why were the Avos and the Imahos Akurim? Why do they have difficulty having children? Talk to Gemara. Kadosh Baruch Hu's misave. He desires kaviyachol the tefillah of tzaddikim. What does this mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything from us. He doesn't need our tefillah. What does it mean? He's misave the tefillah of tzaddikim. The answer is, of course, he doesn't need our tefillah, but he wants us to daven for our benefit. He's misave for our tefillah because he wants us to have a relationship with him, to have a connection to him, and especially tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, whose neshamas have been purified even more so, he already has such a close connection to them, he wants them to get even closer. Tefillah b'makom karban. Karban is a lashon hiskarvus. Tefillah creates a kibras elokim, creates a connection. And that's the taiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. He wants the tzaddikim to become connected to him through tefillah. So he gives nisyonos to the tzaddikim, to the nashim tzidkanios, that they'll reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah, and they'll be able to be miskar, they'll be able to come close. But this idea is not limited to tzaddikim. The fact is, it's really part of the essence of a human being. We just talked about the Gemara in Bava Kama, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, about mave, the av mazik of mave. Focus whether mave is the Adam or mave is the Hashem. And the Gemara gives different psukim to try to explain why Mave would be Adam or why it would be Shein. According to Rav, Mave means Adam. Why? Because Amar Shomar Sabokim Tevayin Ba'ayu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that if you want to be Mevakesh Mechila, you want to do tshuva, so ask for it, daven for it, and you'll be able to be Nimcha. Rishonim are troubled, even if you can link Adam to the Pasuk in Tevayin Ba'ayu, but why does the Tan of the Mishnah use the Lashon Mave? Why does he use that Lashon of Mave? And they give different reasons. But perhaps we can suggest a different idea. That maybe the reason why the Tana uses the Lashon of Mave is because Mave is really the essence of man. It's the essence of what it's all about. It's the essence of the human condition. To daven, to reach out, to tefillah. To ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one's needs. To be mevakesh for tzorachim. That's the essence of what being a human being is all about. And that's why the Tana wants to allude to that idea, so it uses a lashon of mave. Because the essence of what being a human being is to realize that we're dependent on a higher power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in control, and we have to reach out to him to get what we need. You know, from the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, you get the impression that in Tevayin Ba'oyu refers to tefillah in general. But it could be that in Tevayin Ba'ayin actually refers to a very specific type of tefillah. You know, we say in Kaddish, Tzkabot Tzloson Uva'uson D'chol Yisrael, that Kal Yisrael's tefillah should be accepted. But these are two different phrases, two different words that mean tefillah. Tzloson and Ba'uson. What's the difference between them? Just two different ways of referring to tefillah. Targum makes reference to these two types of tefillah in Parashas Vayechi. Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, "Ani nosati lecha shchem achad al achecha, asher lakachti miyad ho emori b'charbi v'kashti." That I'm going to give you Shechem. I'm going to give you the city of Shechem above and beyond the rest of your nachla. It's like a pi shnayim, as Rashi explains. I'm going to give you a sense of lechora. Where did I get Shechem from? So he says, I took it from the emori b'charbi v'kashti. Rashi explains that after Shimon and Levi started up with Shechem, after they wiped out Shechem, so then the surrounding peoples gathered on Yaakov and the Shvatim, Yaakov and his family, and they tried to fight against them. So Yaakov Avinu had to gird his loins, he had to take weapons and defend himself. So he says, that's what I did. I took my cherev and my keshes, I defended myself from the Emori, from the Goyim in the surrounding area. And it's that city of Shechem that I'm going to give you. Comes the Targum there and explains, Ashalakachti, Bicharbi, Vakashti, Bitzlosi, Ubevosi. Okay, this is one of the cases where the Targum reinterprets the Pasuk. It's not the Poshim Shalom the Pasuk. But the Targum says that Becharbi Vakashi doesn't refer just to the physical sword and the yara, but rather to the tzlosi and the ba'usi. We see once again these two terms of tefillah. What does it mean? Said the Rav, this refers to two different types of tefillah. Tzlosa symbolizes the tefillah be'es tzara. That's the tefillah that a person engages in when there's an immediate concern. When there's a pressing need, he's be'es tzara, so he davens takalash baruch. That tefillah is symbolized by the cheret, which is used in hand-to-hand combat, where the enemy is visible. He's standing right opposite you. But there's ba'usi as well. Ba'usi is not a tefillah when there's an eis tzara. Ba'usi is a long-range type of tefillah. That means there is no pressing need right now, but a person davens consistently, day in and day out, because he knows that in the future he's going to need HaKadosh Baruch. He's going to need this tefillah to be answered as well. The long-range in the future, he knows he has to daven today, he has to daven every day, because there are certain needs that he might not have right now, but he's going to need them in the future. Needs of health, and parnasa, and shiduchim, hatzlacha. There's so much in life that he's going to need. Maybe now he doesn't feel that pressing need, but he's going to need it in the future. So he engages in ba'usam, ba'usi, even now. That tefillah is symbolized by the keshes, because it's not used in hand-to-hand combat. The keshes, you pull back the bow and it shoots the arrow a long distance. And that's ba'usi. That's a tefillah that you need in a long distance, a tefillah that you'll need one day, even if you don't need it exactly now. Yaakov Avinu was saying, I need both tefillahs. I used both tefillahs. Of course, I had to fight the battle with the cherev and the keshes. But what the Targum is saying is that Yaakov recognized that ultimately the reason why his cherev and keshes was successful is because he had the tzlosa and the ba'usa. He had the tefillah that made HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him the success in the physical battle. I think that Yaakov Avinu wasn't just saying that there were two types of tefillah, but rather that these two types of tefillah go hand in hand. They go together. I think without the Bo'usam, it's much less likely that the tzlosa is going to be affected. The way that the tzlosa, that the tefillah, when there's a pressing need, is effective, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to answer us is if we engage in a ba'usan on a daily basis, if we're consistent in our tefillah, if we daven because we know we're going to need HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future, we daven because we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be with us each and every day, we want a relationship with Him, we want a closeness, we want a kirbas elokim, if that's why we daven, so then when the day comes when chalila we have a pressing need, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be there for us. Hopefully. Right? If we have a relationship with Him, if He's Avinu Sheba Shamayim, if we treat Him like that each and every day, so then when there's a pressing need, the Tata answers, the Father answers. It's the relationship that we develop with the Ba'usa that enables the Tzlosa to be answered, that gives the Tzlosa extra power. Im Tivoyun Ba'oyu, what's the essence of a person? The essence of a person is not just to daven based tzara. It's the ba'usan, it's the keshes, it's the daven, the long-range tefillah, to daven consistently each and every day with kavana, to recognize we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything in life. And hopefully if we daven consistently, if we engage in the ba'usan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond not just to the ba'usan, but to the tzlusan as well, to all the tefillos that we daven when there's a pressing need. Shetaka bizochet, that tiskabel tzlusan ba'usan b'chol Yisrael, that all the tefillos of Klal Yisrael, both the tefillahs of the pressing needs, the tefillahs by Sarah and the Ba'usa, the long-range tefillahs, should be answered, especially the tefillah that we all have. We should be zocha to the ultimate geula, the Heir of Yamin.